Coach's Insight programs continuing here on Care 93.7 FM, getting you set for a start of a new basketball season. And we're joined now by Jefferson County North girls basketball coach. That is Steve Knoll. It is presented by Outdoor Concepts and Design. Coach, before we kind of get going into this season, 13 wins a year ago, how would you kind of dissect how the year went for you last year?
You know, I thought it kind of went pretty well most of the year. We just didn't finish the end of it kind of strong as we wanted to. We ended up getting Valley that third time. First round of sub-state, and we had them two close games that we beat them earlier, and they got us in a close one late. But, you know, kind of hate ending the season as early as we did. But I thought we saw improvement most of the season. We just didn't get on the run that we've got on the last few years to end the season.
You guys might have one of the best post players in the league this year, and that is a returning All-State honorable mention selection in Abby Laird and a first-team All-League selection. Averaged nearly a double-double a year ago. What's kind of the expectations for her here in her senior season?
Yeah, I'd like to see her continue kind of what she did last year, just pick up where she left off and continue on from there. And then we also, another post, Emily Langley, got two good-sized post players, both of them 6 foot, that they should be kind of a handful, I think, for a lot of teams. We just got to get it. We don't have a lot of kids out. We got 16 out, but 10 of them are freshmen, and we're gonna have a lot of freshmen seeing playing time. So we just gotta. It may take us a little bit to get going, but I think if we get everything clicking, I think you'll see a lot of our post and our guards as the season progresses.
Yeah, you mentioned Langley again, averaging about 9 points, 9 boards a year ago. Should be a very good tandem in the paint. You know, in the backcourt, you get senior Clara Johnson back. You know, what's kind of the role for her, and averaging about 7.5 points and 3 assists per game a year ago, but another key piece back for you.
Oh, big piece back for us, because she kind of goes along unnoticed, I think. And she got a great shot and a good 3-point shooter, also a good ball handler for us. And she's just kind of been kind of in the background because we've had other guards the last couple of years. And I think this year she will step up, and she's had some good practices. We had a scrimmage the other night, and I think she's it's time for her to step up, and I think she sees that, and she's ready to get going with it. So with those three seniors, we got great leadership that I think will really help us with our young kids.
Are there any underclassmen that have kind of caught your eye here early as you continue the preparations for game number one?
Riley Thompson, our sister Macy, graduated last year. Riley saw some varsity time last year, and she's a sophomore, and she's done some good things for us, and I think I look for good things from her. And then we've got some freshmen. We've got Taylor Schrick, Gwen Blattner, Carly Porter, and Karina Johnson, Clara's little sister, that all four of them are going to see time. And I think by the end of the season, you will see some good things with each of them as well.
Well, let's talk about the first game coming up for you on Friday, right into Northeast Kansas League play with a trip to Pleasant Ridge. How's the preparation looking for them, and what's kind of the expectation for game number one?
You know, it's always kind of hard to tell. We did get a scrimmage in the other night against D-West and Hiawatha. So, you know, two tough teams with a scrimmage there. But we open our season, like you say, with Pleasant Ridge and Mar Hill. Those are two of the top teams in the NEKL. So I think after our scrimmage, there's some things we saw we got to work on. But I kind of like where we're at. I think we'll be ready to go on Friday.
There it is. Jefferson County North girls basketball coach Steve Knoll, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design, getting set for the start of a new season. They'll be at Pleasant Ridge for game number one on Friday. Coach, as always, we appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Brandon.